Stage 1. Information Center. Introduction. A very warm welcome to Hohentwiel from the town of Singen and from its culture and tourism department in particular. We're delighted to have your interest, and in the next hour and a half we would like to familiarize you with the mountain and its surrounding.
If you have enough time to listen to every of the 28 stages of the guided tour, we'll tell you about the natural surrounding and past and present historical events at Hohentwiel. The audio guide is designed in such a way that each stage does not depend on others, so you can listen to individual stages as you prefer. By listening to the guide, you'll learn about the geology and development of the mountain itself, as well as about the natural landscape as it is today. The protected area comprises 108 hectares and boasts many rare species of flora.
A substantial part of the guided tour is dedicated, of course, to the history of the castle and the fortress, as we have here one of the oldest and largest sites of this type in Germany. We'll be taking a look at the inhabitants of Twiel, as, after all, the people who used to live here are no less important than the ruins which are still to be seen. You'll find out a lot about everyday life at the fortress and what it was like for those stationed in the garrison. But you'll also hear about 1,100 years of the power politics of the period and its impacts.
Last but not least, you'll be able to enjoy breathtaking views at every turn. The panoramic view from Lake Constance across the hilly Thurgau right to the Swiss Alps makes it well worth climbing the 696 metres to its peak. At the best viewpoints, you'll be able to hear more about the outlying towns and cities and the rocky heights of the extinct volcanoes in the Hegau.
But first of all, I'd like to accompany you to the next stage. You're standing in front of the information centre, so now please step into the inside of the room. In the centre of the exhibition, there's a model of Hohentwiel showing how it looked at the final stages of its construction, immediately before it was destroyed in 1800. Here you'll learn more about the different stages of development of the castle and the fortress.